Miguel Santiago and Pirkko Huovonen of the University of Oulu, Finland, present a paper by the title Website Preferences of Finnish and Mexican University Students, a Cross-Cultural Study. This study is focused on understanding internet use and comparing cross-cultural differences according to the contents and preferences of the websites that are most visited by a group of university students from Finland and Mexico. The following research is an exploratory qualitative study with some basic statistics. This article explored how university students use the internet and what type of influence the internet has on them. The findings show that in both groups, university students prefer websites about social networking, sending email, videos, multi-platform application, educational sites, and wikis. Facebook is the most popular website visited by students in both countries. The differences reveal that Finnish students use their university's website more regularly than the Mexican students' respondents, and that they tend to interact and develop creative applications more often, for example by using wikis. Interestingly, almost one quarter of the students reported escaping feelings such as depression or nervousness by using the internet. This suggests that these students find a safe environment by accessing the internet, which affects them positively. This study promotes the implementation of improving measures for internet use among students according to their needs. Individuals must be able to identify and use its features properly. Therefore, this research suggests that the internet should be used as a learning environment in the educational and learning processes, and that emphasis should be placed on developing university websites that provide multifaceted interaction. In addition, the findings provide information for university teachers about student habits and prior knowledge regarding internet use for educational purposes. The information will be helpful when designing learning and teaching in multicultural student groups. Thanks.